And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us as we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com for the week ending Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland still in studio with me. Hasn't left yet. It's been 249. This is... We make it to 250, we can get through anything.
I mean, we also, technically, we've already done more than that because we did multiple holiday specials that were anywhere between three and 5 hours long.
Been and several hours of
sometimes
radio together.
You hijack my previous other radio program. We did news programming together. I was on a board with you. Some multiple times you just show up at my work and...
Or your house.
Just be there. Like, I mean, yeah, we've done 500 hours of this radio program.
But so much more.
But I probably spent at least 10,000 hours with you.
I don't. You're welcome. So we've got the top 10.
You're welcome.
We've got the top 10 coming your way in this hour. We have Callum in for music news. Brian's got the lowdown. Of course, it all wouldn't be possible without the charts. And there's so much more than the charts at the website we get them from. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you head on over there.
You basically owe them like $5,000, I would say.
Who?
You know, just save
the
up your money
exchange?
And donate. To the NCRA.
No. Okay, we'll talk about it after.
Earshot is from earshot-online.com, and it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, one of the many fine services and projects of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You can find more information about them at ncra.ca. And I was joking, but you can become a supporter of the NCRA and become a friend of community radio. So go find out more information about that program. It helps a lot. So for our purposes, the main part of the website is the National Top 50. We couldn't do the show without it. We bring you the top 20, but there's so much more that you can go and check out. Of course, we give you some of the hints about the debuts, but this full list and so much more is posted on a weekly basis. We're counting down the charts this week on episode 249. This is the second half, part B, if you will, and we're counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. The National Top 50 is basically a combination of 30 different campus and community radio stations all across Canada's own top 30 charts for their regional radio station. This week, 32 different stations submitting their charts, many of which are our fine airing partners in all the corners of this vast country. So thanks so much to them for making this program possible as well and for spreading the news of the National Campus and Community Radio charts. In addition to that, you can find genre-specific charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, both nationally and regionally. There are monthly charts, yearly charts, reviews, and interviews, and so much more. And again, you can find all that at earshot-online.com. We bring you just a snippet of what is available.
There you go. And you can find us online too, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of playing something from your latest release and give you an interview. Excited to do it for you. Please reach out to us. As I mentioned, the top 10 in this hour of the program, plus Callum Slingerland. Did I say something wrong?
I thought you were going to say, please hold your applause for some reason. And it just seemed like an Anthony thing to say.
Please hold your applause.
As you're talking about different things of the radio show, and I thought you were about to, I don't know, it just seemed like a thing you were about to say.
No.
And then you didn't.
It is the top 10.
Because you've said a lot of things like that.
It is the top 10 coming your way. Callum's back with music news. Brian's got the lowdown, but I will say, please hold your applause for juror number 10. I don't know what number you were, but...
of 11?
I just wanted to talk about, really quick, about the fact that you just got back from Toronto as one of the jurors for the grand jury of the Polaris Music Prize, Lito Pimienta. Did I say it right?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
As good as I could.
Okay, well, Lito Pimienta walked away with $50,000 as the top prize. You were pleased. I asked via text after it happened. You said yes.
Well, I would have been pleased pretty much if any of the top 10 won. I mean, I basically can't say essentially anything. because it's pretty, you know, most of
this makes for riveting
the
radio
process
there.
Is really locked down.
Yeah.
You know, I can say I placed votes for different things at different times of different numbers of records. And the show was really, really cool. It was really nice to see the gala. Anthony would have been in his glory. I know how much he loves award shows.
I do love a good award show.
This was a pretty cool award show for sure. It had performances by Lisa LeBlanc, Weaves, Tanja Gok, Feist, and Lito Pimienta. And so that was really cool for sure. There was new music videos for tracks from Gord Downie and Leonard Cohen, a live video of a performance at the Tribe Called Red. And yeah, just so much really cool stuff. Basically, the only band that couldn't make it that was on the list was Bad Bad Not Good, because they're on tour presently. And and of course, Leonard Cohen passed away shortly after his record was released. But yeah, it was a pretty, I described it as a fun, interesting, weird, difficult experience. You know, it's pretty, there's some weirdness about music prizes and having 11 people kind of trying to decide what is the best Canadian record of the eligibility period based on the votes of 200 other people. And you know, it was a really cool experience. If anybody thinks that they might want to participate in the Players Jury in the future, that's, you know, heavily involved in media and journalism, you can go find all that information out. And yeah, I look forward to being on the broader, continuing to be on the broader jury, and you know, good luck to all the future grand jurors. You know, sometimes people get asked back, but usually it's multiple years in between. And you know, as much fun as it was pretty kind of exhausting and stressful for sure. So,
yeah.
So you know, I don't want to do it again next year, but that's not to say it wasn't amazing. And, you know, it was a pretty fun group of jurors to spend time with and chat about great Canadian music. And I got to see lots of folks I haven't seen in quite some time. Got to see folks on the jury that I knew and other people I didn't. Got to run into friends in Toronto, and including Stephen Karlick, who was on our show for quite a long time from Exclaim before Callum took over. So that was nice. And
very good.
Yeah, it was a good time all around.
Awesome.
And, many, many, many congrats to Lito Pimienta. I have, you know, I'm a big fan of all of those records, but definitely that one for sure as well is one of my favorite records from the last year. And, you know, hopefully the prize helps. I'm sure $50,000 would help anyone for sure. And she's talked a little bit about the album that she's working on to follow up that album. So certainly looking forward to that one. And it also, as often is the case, though we won't be doing a countdown next week, pretty good chance that that album will fall within the top 20. It seems like it's happened pretty much every year in the last couple of years, whether it was Kate Trinaud or Buffy St. Marie, Tanya Tagok, Arcade Fire. They usually always pop back into our earshot charts following a win. So
yeah, cool stuff. All right, well, you did it, and now you can check it off your bucket list.
For sure, yeah. You know, I was really honored to be asked, and it was a cool experience.
Awesome. All right, well, enough about that. You can find out more. You just give a Google of Polaris Music Prize, and you can find all the information.
There are a lot of ours. And you can actually watch the gala, too, as well. It was streamed on CBC Music on their website and different places and social media, but also on YouTube. And so you can go and find the full gala on CBC Music. YouTube page.
Awesome. All right, let's get into the charts. We have the top 10 to get through, and we're going to do it right now, starting at, you guessed it, number 10.
Completely unexpected. A new album from Deerhoof came up recently. I can't quite recall all of the details, but it was as a fundraiser as well. You can go and find all that information on the internet as well. And it debuted at number 44 last week. This week, number 10 to kick off our number 2 and our top 10. We're going to hear a track called Kokoyi. Debuting at number 9, Chad Van Galen, Light Information is his news. We talked about there being 4 debuts within the top 20. Well, 3 of them are in the top 10, and this is just 1 of 3. Mind Hijacker's Curse is the track you're going to hear. And at number 8, sitting still at that spot for the 3rd week in a row, I believe, is the new Apropos EP, a remix EP by Foonyap. You're going to hear Morning Coup, Pushed by an Ant and an Atom.
Here is Deerhoof, Kokoye is the name of the song. You're number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 9.
At number 8, sitting still in that spot was Foon Yap. You heard a track called Morning Coup, pushed by an ant and an atom from the new remix EP Apropos. Debuting at number 9 at that spot is Chad Van Galen. His newest is called Light Information, as always, coming our way on Flemish Eye Records. And you heard a track called Mind Hijacker's Curse. And at number 10, Deerhoof with a track called Kokoye from the album Mountain Moves, debuting last week at 44 and on our show for the first time at number 10.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. We have the charts still underway and into the top 10. We are going to take a break from that one more time. Head to the phone line. Catch up with Callum Slingerland. He's still there with us. We've got more music news to chat about. It all comes from exclaim.ca. First things first, let's kick it off with news about My Bloody Valentine. It could mean a new album.
Of course. they reformed and released MBV back in 2013, and another album could arrive next year if a festival bio is anything to go by. The band's Kevin Shields is set to play Sigur Rós's newly announced Icelandic Music Festival come December of this year. And as Pitchfork discovered, the musician's bio on the festival website reads that he is, quote, working on material for a new My Bloody Valentine album to be released in 2018. Obviously not a whole lot to go on, but the fact that the year is there makes this cause for alarm in my own head. The bio also adds that Shields is, quote, currently finishing an all-analog vinyl version of Loveless and Isn't Anything. So there's some more fuel on the fire for the vinyl heads that are tuning in with us today.
Very cool. I'm hopeful. I think it would be great to hear another piece of work from them. I don't know what you think, but I think
it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
No question.
All right, we're going to flip over to the next story in the program, and that is that New Order has reached a settlement deal with Peter Hook.
Peter Hook, of course, has been in a legal battle with his former New Order bandmates these past few years, but now they have reached what they call a, quote, full and final settlement. Said settlement specifically addresses Hook's use of New Order and Joy Division assets in conjunction with his own recent projects, as well as the royalties he'll receive from now on for his former bandmates continuing to make music and tour as New Order. In a statement, New Order wrote that, quote, the Joy Division and New Order names mean a great deal to so many of the fans, and the band felt it important to protect the legacy. With these issues now dealt with, Bernard, Steven, and Jillian can continue to do what they do best, make music and perform live.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that it's almost water under the bridge and that everyone can move on from that. We'll flip over one more story. That's, of course, our last before we get to your song pick of the week. And that is that if you are in love with George Harrison's sitar, you might be able to buy it because it's going to go to auction.
Of course, Beatles memorabilia is highly sought after in auctions around the globe. But as you mentioned, a sitar that was once used and owned by Harrison is set to hit the block. Specifically, it was used to record Beatles track Norwegian Wood, which appeared on 1965's Rubber Soul. After using it on the record, Harrison gifted the instrument to a friend of his first wife before going to India to learn how to play the sitar properly under the late Ravi Shankar. This one is actually kind of interesting, knowing the history of Harrison's guitar playing now. It's funny to point out that Shankar wasn't initially impressed by the Beatles' work on the instrument, telling the BBC in 2000 that, quote, it sounded so strange. Just imagine some Indian villager trying to play the violin when you know what it should sound like. Harrison agreed with his teacher in that same interview, saying, I didn't know how to tune it properly, and it was a cheap sitar to begin with. Not so cheap anymore, of course, with the auction happening September 28th with an opening bid of $50,000 U.S.
That's a pricey sitar.
I love George Harrison, but I'm not sure if I love him to the tune of that much money.
Well, someone out there will definitely buy it. And when they do, I hope that they take on the responsibility of learning how to play it. That does it for the music news, of course. Exclaim.ca, and you can pick up the copy nearest you in print every month. Callum, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program, and now, without further ado, turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
This week's song pick comes to us from French electronic duo Justice with a live version of their track Pleasure. Fittingly titled Pleasure Live, it builds itself some sampling from another beloved smash hit of their own in Phantom Part 2. There is a very not safe for work video for this track, which you can find on your own time at exclaim.ca, but for the listeners here with us now, this is Pleasure Live from Justice on the Earshot 20.
Reaction.
Earshot listeners, it's Callum Slingerland from Exclaim, your source for music news, reviews, and streams across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's music news right here on the Earshot 20. And don't forget to pick up our latest issue of Exclaim magazine this month, featuring LCD Sound System, The National, Tori Amos, Grizzly Bear, Always, and more. On the streets, on the airwaves, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Yeah.
number 6.
Shot 20.
That was Partner at number 6. We had a little couple of debuts in that spot there. Partner with their new debut record on You've Changed Records. It's called In Search of Lost Time, and you heard a track called Play the Field. At number 7 debuting is Pierre Quender's newest Makonda at the End of Space, The Beginning of Time. You heard Woods of Solitude. And as always, a pick from Exclaim and our correspondent from Exclaim, Callum Slingerland. You heard a track by Justice, live version of the track Pleasure.
Very cool stuff. All right, we have a couple more to get to. And coming up on the other side of this, we will have the lowdown. Brian will let you know about some of the debuts. But first, we're going to hear from number 5 and number 4, respectively.
Coming up next, dropping just one spot, is the newest from Broken Social Scene. It's called Hug of Thunder. You've heard it a few times now. We're going to hear a track new to the program called Towers and Masons. After that, another one new to the show is The War on Drugs. Their news is called A Deeper Understanding. Last week at number 27, this week at number 4 with Knocked Down.
Come to
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Far away there is a star raining through the night sky. Look at you. Give them all peace of mind for me. Somehow I can make it rain. Diamonds in the night sky. I'm like a child. Now I'm all beaten up and weak.
The Earshot 20.
That was The War on Drugs with Knocked Down from the album A Deeper Understanding onto our show for the first time at number 4, up from number 27. And dropping one spot to 5 is Broken Social Scene from Hug of Thunder. You heard Towers and Masons.
Okay, one more break from the charts, and that is, of course, to bring you the lowdown. You know what it is. It is a look at the debuts below the top 20 because we don't have time to play the whole national top 50 every week, but we'd like to give you an idea of what is debuting because there's a chance, and we've seen it happen before, that these albums could make it onto the program. Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
All the way at the beginning is number 50 with our 5 debuts below the top 20. It is Taxi with Intimacy Issues. Climbing up to number 46 is a new one from Alex Cameron called Forced Witness. Our next debut is at number 36. It is by Trailer Trash Tracy's. And our highest debut this week is at number 28. It is the new one from Death From Above at 1979. Outrage Is Now.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. Now we are going to get to the last three, the top three of the week. And I feel like what I'm having a peek. Oh, you're right. You said number two was a
big
re-entry.
One. Yeah, big one.
All right. Well, let's start with number three.
Well, three sits still again this week. It is Woolworm. Here's a track from Deserve to Die.
Shot 20. Number 2. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
He said you're such a Gemini, as if I need reminding. My dissolute mind looks at it all, but from behind. I thought it would be better. He was such a perfect dancer. I don't dance though, so we still couldn't have a dance together.
It's the Earshot 20.
And the number one again this week is the fine new record from Faith Healer called... Your turn.
Try.
No, but the best part, your favorite part.
Oh, Winky Smiley Face.
Yeah. From Mint Records, and Mint Records puts out this great record as well as another one in this set. From Faith Healer, you heard Such a Gemini from Always. Not a big surprise to see this one jump all the way off of the charts to number two. Not debuting because it was on the charts a couple weeks ago, and now it's all across Canada. It's called Anti-Socialites, and you heard a track called Your Type. And sitting still at number three is another one from Mint Records, the new one from Woolworm called Deserve to Die. You heard Unwise.
That does it for us. It is the Earshot 20, and we will be back again very soon. But until then, you can check us out, radioforall.net, to download the program. Podcatchers will grab the podcast for you from everywhere, including iTunes. And if you're listening to us on one of our syndicate partners, stay tuned. There's probably more great programming on the way. If not, we'll catch you next time. The Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send it earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.